Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. Wow, that was a great first half, wasn't it?
Sure was. Yeah. You were wonderful interviews, yeah. And we carry on.
There you go. All right. Well, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. And of course, no matter how good or bad you think your life is, wake up each day and be thankful. And someone somewhere else is fighting to survive. So, you know, we need to all think about that and just really take one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, and, you know, cluster them together and your life will be amazing. For anybody that's just new tuning in to our show here, we talk about the brighter side of life. Life happens to all of us. It's all about how we get through it, how we walk through it, how we survive through it, and how we don't get derailed when life happens. And so that's my kind of my thoughts, is to really create a support team, a universal support team, so that we can lift each other up. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we'd love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. So we've got tickets, we've got events, we've got lots of things happening, and we'd love to have you be a part of all that. Also, if you have an event or you have a business that you would love to support our show, we want to hear from you. Or if you need our support, we would love to support what you're doing. So definitely give us a call. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places. And also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website, and that is KimPaganoShow.com, or our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, make sure when you're calling in that you give us your email so that you could be a part of our newsletter, and that goes out to thousands of people. And what a great way to really spread the brighter side of life here in the 805. With that, I'd love to introduce our guests that are going to be joining me today. And of course, our first one is Dr. Gregory Jantz, and his book is 5 Keys to Raising Boys. Then I'll be talking with the executive director and co-founder, Heather, Donatini?
You said it correct.
Oh, good. Okay. Yep. Donatini, and she is in the studio with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about her journey and her fundraiser that's coming up. And of course, her foundation is the Bumblebee Foundation. It's their 6th annual Wild West fundraiser. So we're going to talk about that. We hope that lots of people be involved with that. I also want to mention... Also, to save the date for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, I will be there at both events, and that is October 7th in Thousand Oaks, and then Ventura is October 14th. Let's do this together. No one walks alone. So, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with Taste of Camarillo, Kim, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch House. That's Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4, and you can get more information by visiting MeadowlarkServiceLeague.com. Tequila and Taco, the music festival. It's California's largest traveling tequila and taco music festival, returning to downtown Ventura at Plaza Park. It is going to be happening Saturday, July 22nd and Sunday, July 23rd. Plus, we have the Oxnard Salsa Festival, which is the 24th annual, July 29th and 30th in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Finally, California kettle corn, high quality kernels. Delicious, delightful. And the unique thing about them, you can make it custom for your business, which is really cool.
There you go. All right. Spread the love is what I call it. I've got tickets, and I'd love to get some tickets out to Tequila Tacos and Festival, Music Festival that's coming up. And, of course, it's California's largest traveling tequila and taco music festival. And, of course, that's happening all downtown Ventura. And, of course, that is happening Saturday, July 22nd and Sunday, July 23rd. I've got tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Dr. Gregory Jantz. Are you there?
Hey, I'm alive and well.
All right. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be with you today.
You got it. All right. So, of course, we've talked several times, correct?
I believe we have.
That's right. And so tell me a little bit about yourself and who you are and, of course, all your books.
Well, this is my 30
yeah, that's what I thought.
Fifth year, or 36 books, something like that.
I know. You're out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
And I'm glad we get to talk about boys.
I love it. Well, I've got 2 of them. Actually, and now I've got 5 of them because I have 3 beautiful grandchildren, and they're little boys, so I love it. So tell us, for my listeners who might not have heard the last couple times that you've been on my show, who you are and why you do what you do.
Well, I believe in their hope. I run a facility that treats one of the top places in the country voted to treat depression and anxiety. And so we are passionate about our God-given calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have boys. I know we're going to talk about some tips for raising boys, which is an exciting area today.
Very good. Very good. And now depression, you talk about depression. Is that something that's still... kind of untold or untalked about?
Well, what we know is the World Health Organization tells us that depression will be the number one problem in the world by year 2020. Well, that's above heart disease, cancer. So depression really is what we could safely say is a worldwide epidemic. And what to do with it and how to treat it, that's what we want to talk about.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And depression, can you... you know, everybody knows what depression is, but what's the definition behind depression?
Well, depression, you know it if you have it. It's that sense that dark cloud is over your head, and no matter what you do, you can't get it to go away, and you wake up in the morning and you don't have energy and you haven't slept well, and you start to develop a sense of, takes energy just to breathe, and you feel apathetic, and you begin to lose hope for your future because maybe you've struggled with this for so long.
So you feel hopelessness, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay. So people come to your foundation? Is that correct?
People come to our facility.
Okay.
Yep. And again, it's just one of the big things that we see, anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And we approach it from what we call a whole person point of view.
Okay. So, I love when that you said that. Now, where are you located?
So we're right outside Seattle on a beautiful waterfront area.
Okay. There's nothing depressing about that.
It's a great spot.
There you go. All right. And so, of course, I do want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, we're so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz, and we're talking about one of his many, many, many books, Five Keys to Raising Boys. Are boys different? You know, well, I have two and two. So for people that don't have a lot of children or only have one, they think all their kids are probably the same. But first of all, let's just kind of start with every child is different. I mean, we all are individual, which we just talked about that on my earlier show. And that is really kind of what makes us different from each other. And we have the opportunity to really share our journeys, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what we know is every kid is different. But so there are some general statements we can make about boys and girls and just developmentally how God made them differently and how their brains work differently. If you had both, you know, boys are different. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because I have I always said my girls love to read. My boys love to throw balls. And so I was like, if they could make a book that was really a ball, I think that they would have been really successful. They are successful,
yeah.
But you know, but you're right. I mean, they had a need for speed and that was what they were like trying to have them sit down and study was not their forte. But I think that's pretty common with a lot of boys. Is that true?
You know, it is. And boys, you may notice, love technology. Boys are driven towards action and again, some general statements,
right.
And they may prefer, online games and technology and war games, and so it's easy to see that our culture can really pull boys in a direction that's not always good.
And I'm glad you said that because I think we're harder on our boys. You know, don't feel that way. Be a man. You know, you need to grow up, right? That's not put on women
as much.
Well,
it's also we ask the question of a boy, when do you believe that you become a man?
Oh.
And, a boy doesn't, in today's culture, go, you know, I don't know. When is that? Is it when I get my driver's license or what is it? So our culture has no clear distinction of when I move from boyhood to manhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it usually at 13?
That would certainly be true in certain cultures, but
right.
Our culture doesn't have that.
Okay.
So a boy doesn't know. It's not clear. And then the question is, in today's age, what is a man? What is a healthy man? Mm-hmm. And so we look at our role models for our boys, and well, the role models in the media are not always that great.
Okay. Okay. And as parents, how do we, I always think we live by what we do, you know, being the positive role models. Do you agree?
Yes. We need to remember that we are indeed that.
Right. Because that's what our kids are looking up to. And that's what we looked up to our parents, correct?
Well, many of us did, and maybe some came from very difficult
family
situations.
That's right. Yeah. So then that's what we talked about in our first show, is how do you have a family and to break off and do something different? Because that's very interesting too, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. So you talk about gender science. What is that exactly?
Well, we look at gender science, it's just looking at what does the science and perhaps the Bible come together and do they say the same thing? We know that God made a male brain and a female brain, and they develop differently. They, as much as maybe our culture wouldn't want to say that, but they learn differently. And a male brain may use different hemispheres of the brain in different ways. So we need to understand just that our architecture, the way we're built, the way we even process information is different.
Okay.
So that's brain science.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Now, you say that boys are more fragile than many people realize. How so is that?
Well, we hear the male ego, perhaps. We need to remember that our culture, there could be just some confusion around who am I? You know, the biggest thing, who am I? Where do I fit in?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, maybe a boy is, I'm thought I need to be tough, but maybe some of that toughness or aggression can be maybe a cover-up for not feeling all that great about themselves.
Mm, yeah. Is that something that you work with boys at your place where you kind of allow them to be who they are, who they're meant to be, and kind of go through that learning?
Well, I think it's certainly looking at what's our gifts, what's our talents, what are some unique ways that God has made us. And, you know, one boy may be extremely athletic and the next may be more intellectual. And it's understanding those God-given differences.
I love that. I love that. And now, do you feel men aren't allowed to share their feelings or maybe not know their feelings?
Well, that could certainly be. Obviously, maybe your family you grew up with, and just what did you learn about what did it mean to be a male?
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because I'm going to find out what we're going to take from your book.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, this is the last weekend for the Rubicon and, of course, Aladdin Jr. And it's a great we just had them in last week, and we've got tickets to share. But this is a great place to just go and relax and, kind of chill out and watch this, watch the kids have so much fun. Also, bring your grandchildren or your children. So I'd love to share a pair of tickets right now. And, of course, that is happening over at the Rubicon, and they're such a great studio. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And if you don't win them here and you want to still get tickets, you can go to RubiconTheater.org, or you can call them at 805-667-2900. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
For Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2255 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. We are here every Saturday morning, spreading that brighter side of life. And of course, I hope that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our podcast. Download our podcast. And all you have to do is go on your smartphones to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and you can get all of our shows there and take us wherever and share us. And and also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and we hope that we can have that visit you at your home. And it talks about all of our guests, all of the events that we're involved in. There's more chances to win, and I know that every week we get more people signing up that way, and as well as calling in. So I hope that you share our show. We're just trying to do an amazing job here, moving people closer to living their best life, and that's what it's all about. I do want to give something away, and of course, we've got, let's see, how about, we've got some great stuff here. Oxnard Salsa Festival, it's their 24th, and that's happening July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park, and 2 days of spicy food. That's like my fun, spicy food and sizzling entertainment. So there's going to be a marketplace, there's going to be a tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. There's free admission, but there's premium seating that is available, and I'd love to share a pair of tickets with a couple of you out there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. And of course, if you don't win them, go to OxnardSalsaFestival.com and get them there. So anyways, all right. Well, we were talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz, and of course, his book, many of his books, but we're talking about the one that we have now, 5 Keys to Raising Boys. And Dr. Jantz, what are we going to find in this book?
Well, just understanding that our boys are different, and how do we help them grow into to be men? We made a real simple little handbook here. I wrote a more extensive book. What we did, we took this little book, 5 Keys. Well, what do I need to know and do to really help my boy? And also understanding just that, you know, the brain differences can really help you. You know, it's like, why is the boy always wiggling, and why is he in the school never can sit still? And you go, oh, I understand. This is how his brain works. And you begin to look at the differences. How can I best support my son in the unique gifts and talents that God has given him?
Wow. And you are a doctor, correct?
So I am a counselor, yes.
Okay. And so you see a lot of young boys. And so from your knowledge is how you wrote your book?
We do see, absolutely. Last 30 years.
Okay. That's not very long, huh?
There you go.
All right. So give us, what are some of the key things that that we should be looking for or helping our children and our sons?
Sure. Well, you know, some of the things that we need to look at is boys do need a lot of verbal affirmation, and they need structure. We need to regulate how much time they spend on technology. Boys need, and these are general statements, but generally speaking, they need a fair amount of physical activity and movement. Mm-hmm. No wonder they may be moving around. Boys need that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you look at what does your son need, our sons also need the affirmation and mentorship generally from another male, another non-family member. Mentors and with boys is extremely powerful.
Wow, that's interesting. So not just their father or their grandfather, but actually like a coach, like a teacher, somebody else that they can look up and go, wow, you know. So it's probably like bringing, you know, it's a full center, I guess, right? Kind of bringing it back to like, wow, they're all like this, or
well,
you know what I mean?
And boys need to have the words and the wisdom of other males.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you look at our culture, well, who are our good male role models? You have to think who that might be.
This is, yeah. Well, okay. When you say that, what do you mean by that?
So, well, who would you want your boy to esteem?
Well,
to
that's
like?
Interesting that you say that, because I have to tell you, it's funny. We were at a family party, and I'm going to say it was a daughter, okay, but she's not married, this lady, and her daughter was looking for advice with girlfriends, and she's 13 years old. That's a really tough age for girls, okay? And so she kind of came to me, and I'm like a cousin to her, and so she said, what do you think? And of course, I've raised two daughters, and I started, and she goes, I promise I didn't tell her to say that, you know? I remember with my kids that I used to look for other people that I trusted their morals and how they raise their children, because if I feel that they're similar, that they have the same morals that I do, I'm like, please tell my children, because just like you're saying, I feel like they're going to listen better than me. It's kind of like that blah, 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 blah. You know, they don't listen to you. But as somebody else, this little girl looked at me and she goes, can I ask you one more question? I'm like, you can ask me as many. And
sure.
So, and it was like, I was saying the same thing that her mom was saying. We had the same morals. It was like, be a good person. Do the right thing. Don't do anything that you can't live within yourself. You know, and, you know, it was like, wow. That's what life's all about. And that's what I used to say to my kids wherever I said, even if I'm not there, there's going to be other eyes watching you. Make sure you do the right thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty generic for girls and boys. But you're right. We want to have, you know, different male figures that can help and support them.
Yeah.
You know, although it's interesting, as you were saying, do we have a lot of male figures that we can back up, right? We had a coach, but he was going through a divorce. He was a really good guy, but he was going through a really bad time in his life. He wasn't there to support these kids. And so you have to make a decision at that time. This isn't healthy for my kids right now.
Right.
And is that kind of what you were talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, wow. All right. So we talk about structure. You talk about verbal. What else?
Well, I think, too, when we look at spending time together, what does a boy need? A boy is going to be asking, you know, who am I? So where are they getting their identity? Where do I fit in? So really engaging yourself into the boy's life, as a father, a dad, and mentor, we've got to make sure that we're doing things that are really integrating into their life, things that are important to them. And it takes some time, and time is very valuable with the boy, the gift of time. They really, you know, the boy needs to hear you believe in him.
Right.
they need that. They need the good word spoken over them. So one way to think about it, and I write a little line in the book, but sometimes the only way to get a man to turn on his brain is to activate his body.
So I like that. That's
to
good.
To be physical activity. If you have something really important you want to talk to your son about, going out and taking them for a walk or throwing a ball back and forth. It doesn't work to set them down and say, listen to me, look at me in the eyes, and you know, they're going to get glazed over pretty quick.
Wow. You didn't mention their moms. How important are their moms?
Moms are very important. And as we look at the role of mom, they're going to learn a lot about, generally speaking, nurturing. They're going to also learn a lot about understanding and how to treat females.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're going to learn that from their father as well, or from other males.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God really made it designed so we'd have both a male and female influence into the lives of our boys.
Right. Wow. Well, I love it. I think that, you know, there's no school for how we raise our children, and it's kind of hit and miss, and it's what we've learned. And then, of course, you bring your husband in, and it's what they've learned. And now you have your own new creation, and you've got to try to figure out, you know, what's going to work for your family. But it comes back to living the good life, you know.
Yes.
It really does. And it's, you know, you got to do the right thing. And we talked about, if you're going to do something, do it good. I love that. Gregory, where do we find your book?
You know, the easiest thing to do, they're available everywhere, but visit us at our website, aplaceofhope.com, aplaceofhope.com.
There you go. Thank you so much for being a guest again on our show, and I look forward to talking to you again.
You got it. Thank
All
you
right.
for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking with Heather, and of course, we're going to be talking about Bumblebee Foundation. It's their 6th annual Wild West fundraiser, and I'd love to share that information with you, and hopefully you can be a part of this. I'd love to give something away again, and we have Tequila and Taco Festival tickets, and of course, that's happening downtown Ventura. Call us right now. We've got tickets for you. And I'm going to also mention the Taste of Camarillo. And that's happening July 30th, 1 to 4. So we've got tickets for that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country-western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, Wet Your Whistle Watering Hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Heather Donatini. And of course, she is here to talk about her journey, her life, her family, and also her Bumblebee Foundation. This is their sixth annual Wild West fundraiser. And I welcome you and thank you so much for joining
us
here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family, Heather. And we talked a little bit in the break, but I thank you for sharing this with our listeners.
Absolutely. So my husband and I, we had an almost three-year-old son. His name was Jaron, who was diagnosed with a very rare form of liver cancer called hepatoblastoma just before his third birthday. Mm. And we watched our son fight day in and day out for 18 months. Never lost his zest for life, never lost his smile. He was so strong and so brave and became such a hero to both me and my husband and those that watched him go through this journey. And
So sorry to hear that. Yeah, I lost a baby. I shared that with you. And it's you never want to lose your child, kind of talk to us about the people that surrounded you and at that time, because I think your foundation is something that you've created so people don't have to, or it's a little bit easier for them, I guess you would say.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So going through what we went through in that world of pediatric oncology, my husband Jason and I would not have survived if not the support from friends, family, and the community. The community literally wrapped arms around us. We had only just moved here a few months prior. We were brand new to the area. And those in the Conejo Valley were just so generous and so supportive of us. They literally kept a roof over our head. I was a stay-at-home mom, and we had another son who was an infant at the time who spent, much of his time with grandparents while I was at the hospital with Jaron. And my husband's trying to hold down a job as best he could and hold the family together. But if not for the support of the community, we would not have come out on the other side like we did.
Wow, that's just so grateful to have those kind of people that step up, instead of sit back.
Absolutely.
And so has it been actually 6 years that you've been doing this?
So Jaron passed November 1st of 2010, and shortly after he passed, Jason and I knew that we wanted to do something to give back, that even though Jaron was no longer here on earth, there were still children lying in every single hospital bed. And we wanted to be able to support those families that were going through what we had been through. So the following year in 2011, we established the Bumblebee Foundation.
How did you come up with the name Bumblebee?
Bumblebee is actually because our son Jaron loved Bumblebee from the movie Transformers.
Okay.
And Bumblebee is the guardian of the main character. And so it just kind of made sense when we were watching the movie. And after we had decided on the name, the Bumblebee Foundation. I was going through Jaron's things, and I found something that he had created a couple years prior, and that actually became our logo. If you look,
so on your shirt, the bee that he had actually drawn something like that.
It was something that he created, and we had traced his hands. And
I love that.
The wings are
I
actually
see.
His hands.
Oh, very cute.
So he actually came up with our logo.
I love it.
Love that. So we just knew that it was meant to be.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No. Yeah. That's great. Wow. So who are you and what is your mission?
So the Bumblebee Foundation supports pediatric cancer families. And our main goal is to inspire hope and faith for these families that, you know, may feel hopeless at the time, going through what they're going through, just to be literally a conduit of love, an outreached hand to make things a little bit easier on them and their journey.
Wow. And, you know, as I knew, it puts such a strain on your family, like you said. How did you have the faith and the gumption to stay together to work through this?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience that if not for faith, my husband and I would not be still together and still in love after we've been married 20 years this October. And going through what we have been through is going to do one or two things. It's going to pull you apart, which we witnessed over and over and over again in those hospital rooms, walls, or
with other families.
With other families, or you're going to be closer together. And we kind of leaned into each other and pressed into God. And our faith is, I can honestly say that the only reason why we are still together and in love is because of our faith.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. What programs do you offer to help children and families?
We have a few different programs. One of our biggest programs is our patient aid program, and that is it provides ongoing support to our cancer families, and that looks different to each family. One of the things that I feel is very important is to call each and every single family to talk. Usually it's mom. I'm talking to mom to find out exactly what it is that Bumblebee can do to help make things a little bit easier. Sometimes that looks like a simple gas card or a meal voucher for the hospital. Sometimes it's helping find a tutor because your child's missed so much school. Oftentimes it's saving families from having utilities turned off because they have so many mounting bills, or we've saved many families from eviction. So it just depends on what each family is needing, but that's the largest thing is our patient aid program.
What is it, since, you know, I mean, you went through this, what was the biggest thing that you needed?
Oh my goodness.
I know there's
that's
so many at so many times, you know, at different times, but
we had somebody reach out and pay our rent.
Wow.
We had
huge.
Someone pay our rent, and I cannot tell you the amount of stress that was lifted off of my shoulders, but most especially off my husband's shoulders, because at the time, if he didn't work, he didn't get paid. So not as only is he trying to, as most men try to fix things, and in this situation, you really literally can't, but the stress that was lifted off of his shoulders was so tremendous by somebody doing that. And it gave us a chance to breathe a little bit and him not worry about not making it into the office so he could spend time with us.
Right. Yeah. What about in the hospital? You know, was there a support team or anything like that?
Each hospital's structured somewhat the same, but each hospital is a little bit different. They have child life specialists and social workers, and they have that type of thing. But I can tell you also that it's very important for the psychosocial, the emotional support. I know that when Jaron relapsed, we had been at a really phenomenal hospital, but it's a teaching hospital. And when he relapsed, we ended up going to a cancer center. And at the cancer center, they really emphasized family. And they didn't want you to have to be at the hospital all of the time because they knew that being home was a place of healing as well. So,
meaning the whole family, they didn't want him to just be there,
family,
right?
Yeah. The child is the one going through the treatment, mm-hmm. but unless you've experienced it, you it's hard to understand how a family is constantly divided and how you're constantly fighting to keep that together. It's very stressful determining treatment and at what point is this no longer working, and at what point do you choose quality versus quantity. Those are tough decisions for a husband and a wife have to make for a child.
And you probably have both different opinions, correct?
We do.
Yes. And yeah. So, I remember it was very stressful for me when I lost my daughter, and my husband and I ended up we broke up. And that wasn't my choice, but, you know, like you said, he tried to fix it, and it was hard for him. So
it is very difficult. Yeah. It's the most difficult thing.
And you know, you blame yourself. There's so many things that we put upon ourselves. So I do want to remind anybody, excuse me, that is just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, there is a brighter side of life. Life happens to all of us. And of course, we're talking about something so sad. And yet, you know, when we were talking in our break, and of course, we're talking with Heather Donatini, from the Bumblebee Foundation. You said that you have four children too, right? And two are just waiting for you, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I get to raise two here on earth, and I've sent two home.
And I feel the same way. I feel like I have an angel in heaven.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, there's a lot of ways to look at it. I want to find out about your upcoming fundraiser, and tell us a little bit about that. And of course, you know, when we do things like this to give back and to... It's, you know, we're all on a journey, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And how do we survive? These are the ways that we survive. And so this is your sixth annual one. Tell us, what is that going to look like? And
I am so excited about this event. So it only happens once a year, and Saturday, July 15th at Strathern Historical Park in Simi Valley. At 5:00, we are having our sixth annual fundraiser. It's a Western theme event, and Western theme is optional, but encouraged.
Okay.
And it's just so much fun. We'll have about 10 of our Bumblebee families and kiddos there for you to meet. Mm-hmm. We have silent auction. We have live auction. We've got a raffle. We have celebrities coming this year. You can sit down and play a little blackjack with Jerry Mathers, you know, the Beav, or Larry Wilcox from Chips, Ponch and John.
There
so
you go.
We're going to have some celebrities there interacting as well. And it's just a really, really fun time. Most of the people that come say that it is one of the funnest nights that they have ever had. And
that's great.
They're raising money for
a great cause. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
I call those win-win. So now if... that night, it starts at 5:00. It's at the Strathern Park in Simi Valley.
That's correct.
Is that a Saturday night?
It's a Saturday night. Yes.
Yeah. If people want to become involved with this and go to this, where do they get their tickets?
Tickets are available on our website, and it's bumblebeefoundation.org.
Okay, perfect. And if people can't make it to this, but they want to donate money, how do they do that? Same place?
Absolutely. Same place. Bumblebeefoundation.org is where they would go to donate.
Okay. And Heather, if somebody is going through this and they don't know about your program, what would you tell them to do? And how would they?
So usually what happens is I have relationships with the social workers at the local hospitals in the area, and they have our information and they reach out to us. We've just got a couple of simple forms to fill out that I get back from the social workers. A lot of times nowadays our cancer families are very close, and some of it's word of mouth as well. And they reach out to me, but it's always directed initially back through the hospital social worker.
How have you, and I don't want to say this wrong, put your family back together? Is that, you know, can you give some, you know, any of my listeners that maybe have gone through some tragedies in their life? Is there a way? Is there, you know, what starts your day?
You know, I can tell you that if you've ever watched a child going through cancer, it literally will change your life. And I'm a type A personality, very meticulous, and I can tell you that after watching...
I was going to ask you, are you still?
I am, however, not to the extent
okay,
I was.
Okay, yeah.
So what Jaron taught me was to literally just be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those dishes in the sink can wait. That laundry can wait. If you've got a little one tugging at your shirt or you're hanging onto your leg saying, Mommy, will you play with me? Mommy, will you do this or read me a book or whatever it is? Just know that it's okay to take that time out because
it goes by so fast. I totally agree.
It does.
And what about support? Because, you know, you can't always be there for your husband and he can't always be there for you. Do you agree? You need to go to a counselor?
I do, and we all go, you know. Kim, to be honest with you, we have sat down on the couches of a few counseling offices and literally they look at us and say, I honestly don't know what I can do to help you because statistically you two should not be together.
Really?
We have had that. And Jason and I have been to very little counseling, but I can tell you that all signs point up because if not for our faith, forgiveness, a lot of grace, so much grace, talking and communicating, those are some of the most important things.
And now, when did you both come to decide on the Bumblebee Foundation? I mean, that takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. It was my husband's idea. Okay. He had taken some time off of work after Jaron passed away, mm-hmm. and decided that we were going to start the nonprofit, and we decided that together. And we had taken a family trip with our son, Vincent, who was now two, when his brother had passed away, to reconnect as a family of now three. And when we were deciding on the name is when we heard that scene from Transformers, you already know your guardian, Bumblebee. And we continued to be followed by bumblebees for the entire rest of the trip.
Oh, you just give me chills. Okay.
And it is just... I feel like it's so relatable, and I see them in the most random places. Mm-hmm. And when
mine is ladybugs.
My Corinne was a ladybug,
okay.
Our firstborn.
Really?
She was our ladybug.
Yeah, I totally. It's the mm-hmm. craziest thing. And my kids, you know, I have one daughter that lives in Texas, and she'll send me a picture, and it's a ladybug, and I'm like, where are you? You know, she's like, Mom, there's no ladybugs anywhere around here. I know that.
The most,
you know,
random of places.
I love it.
They're heaven sent signs for us.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I love that. We have a couple minutes left. Your children, how do they ask questions? What, you know?
All the time. So our son, Vincent, he was two when his brother passed away, but they were best friends. Mm-hmm. And he's now almost nine, and he still has rough days where he'll cry and he misses his brother. And I just let him go through that and kind of process that. You know, he will always be grieving for that relationship lost. And our daughter Natalia, the blessing to come after Jaron had passed, she talks about Jaron too. Whenever she sees a bee, she screams, Jaron, it's my brother Jaron. Even though she never met him, but I feel like he kind of handpicked her for us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, what a blessing in disguise. I know that we have angels that come through, and, you know, they're here for only a certain amount of time, like my daughter. I feel the same way. But my heart still goes out to you and your
Thank
family.
You.
And what a great thing that you started this Bumblebee Foundation, and, of course, the annual Wild West Foundation fundraiser. It's happening July 15th, 5 o'clock, Strathern Park in Simi Valley. Give out the website again so that people can get tickets or make a donation.
BumblebeeFoundation.org is where you can find that.
All right. Please share our show. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And I hope that it continues to help so many people. You know, in a place where life happens, you know, we need to come together. And I always say many hands make little work. And so I love what you're doing.
I love that saying. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show, and gosh, so many great things that we can share here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you have an event or anything that's happening and that you want us to spread the word about, please call us at 805-419-0008. 419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I always end my shows with a moment of happiness. We don't know how strong we are until being strong is the only choice we have. And you've done it, you know, and I know from firsthand. And so when that happens to you, like, you need all those great people around you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I wish you and your families a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Please join us for Meadowlark Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, wet your whistle watering hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.